hostilities after a missile and drone attack by Iran over the weekend. It was in retaliation for the bombing of an embassy in Syria. Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari vowed to take action.
We are still on high alert and assessing the situation. Over the last few hours, we approved operational plans for both offensive and defensive action.
Plans to stop young people in England from ever smoking are being debated in the Commons later. Rishi Sunak could face a rebellion from within his own party over his proposals to make it an offence to sell tobacco products to anyone born in 2009 or later. Speaking at last week's Conservative Political Action Conference, Boris Johnson called the plans nuts.
We're banning cigars. And what is? I mean, maybe you all think that's a great idea. I just can't see what is the point of banning with the party of Winston Churchill. It's just mad.
The bill is expected to pass. Labour says it will back the legislation. A man's been charged with the murder of an 86-year-old widow in 2013. Una Crown was found dead in her bungalow in Wisbeach in Cambridgeshire, which police initially treated as an accident. A week of unexpected easing in the pace of pay rises means real earnings growth is at its highest rate in almost 2.5 years. The Office for National Statistics says average regular wages, excluding bonuses, stood at 6% in the 3 months to February. We're apparently throwing away around 60 pieces of plastic packaging a week. Greenpeace says that's an estimated total of $90 billion a year. And the Olympic flame will be lit at a ceremony in Greece today. It's ahead of this summer's Paris Games, which get underway in 101 days. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Is it going to be as bad as it was yesterday? My car was covered in... I had it washed. Well, I'll put it through the car wash. It was covered in leaves. It was like... It looked like a little green car when I got outside. Right, the temperature today, 12 degrees, so it's not as nice as it has been over the weekend. So light rain showers and a moderate breeze now. About a 20% chance of rain, up to about 50% chance by 12 o'clock. So we might get rain, we might not. 50% chance. Take your chances, but take an umbrella.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Good morning. Thanks very much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance for the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next couple of hours here with Eat My Brunch, sat in the hot seat. This morning I went, I had to wait for a delivery. Now I did, you know what? I did a little bit of reverse psychology because they said your delivery is going to be here. They tell you the day before between 7 and 10 a.m. And I couldn't get hold of anybody to say, well, I'm not going to be there after, you know, 9 o'clock. I'm not there. I'll be on my way to work. And then the driver rung. He said, oh, we're going to be with you about 10 o'clock. And I went, I'm really sorry. I said, but I won't be here. And I went, can we leave it anywhere? I went, no, you can't. I said, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And I said, yeah, I can be here like maybe for 9. I said, but then I've got to go to work. I said, I can't, I'll get into trouble. And he went, don't worry, we'll change the route and we'll come to you. I went, oh my God, that's amazing. I said, thank you so much. So I was really polite and they did, they came to me instead of going somewhere else, and then they just changed their route slightly. I went, oh, you're a star, thank you ever so much. But it's one of these things with these delivery companies. It's like, we'll give you the time, we're going to turn up any time between 7 and 10 o'clock at night. And you're like, no, sorry, no. Because they want you to pay for a Saturday delivery. Well, that's not happening. I've already paid for the delivery anyway. I'm just not paying extra for a Saturday. Because I'm tight-fisted. I got to the... I actually went to the post office. I hadn't actually... I went, special delivery, and she took the package and she went, where's it going to? I went, oh, and there was no address. So I've still got it with me, and it's a friend's birthday present. And first time I've done that, she went, there's no address on it. I went, oh, never mind. And I've rung her and I said, like, is it your birthday tomorrow? And I've known this person nearly all my life. Okay, since I was 17, a very long time ago. And she went, my birthday's on the 18th. And I went, okay. Well, that means when I do post it, it still will get there in time, you see, which is a good thing. I can remember the first line of her address and the number, and she's in London. But after that, I've got no idea, and I don't suppose if I'd have put the address just with the road name and the number, it would have got there, because I know it. I think it's North London. Oh, I should know. It's near Liverpool Street. I've got no idea. So there we go. That was mess this morning. But anyway, so I've got something that I've ordered, and I've got to try and move it into position. And see if it fits in the gap. I'm not hopeful. Because I did a Michelle measure. I told you yesterday, I'm not very good with things like that. And I measured it, went, yeah, it'll fit in that gap. And then failed to realise that the bottom of the thing's got to fit into the gap. And there's edging, there's kind of beading around where the wooden floor is, which means that it might not. And I went, oh, it's too late then because I'd ordered it. So we'll see what it looks like. And also, it's not actually going to fit in the gap because it's going to stick out of the gap quite a bit, which might mean that I can't open the door to get to the... because the table would be in the way. It's again a very small space. We'll see later on. I hope I don't destroy it when I open the packaging. It's quite exciting, actually. I'm going to be opening the packaging. Yay! And getting it all, you know, getting it all sorted. I've got a lovely message come up today on my phone. It's a holiday videos. You know, you get those videos on, if you've got an iPhone, it comes up with memories and it plays a bit of music. And it's always about Greece. Although my friend Bill said the other day, he said, you know, he's been to Vietnam and all over the place. I might go somewhere else. But I definitely will go to Greece this year because, you know, I love Greece. But I might go to a different island where I know that, just like, because I like the food and it's chilled. And then I'd like to go somewhere like Barcelona. I've always fancied that. Just because I want to go on a tapas tour. No, but I'd like to go, I might like to go to Rome and, you know, just a few other places I've not been. But I don't like crowds. I don't like that kind of, and I don't like plush hotel. I don't mind a plush hotel. I like more of a country hotel kind of place to stay, but I don't go to stay in hotels when I go on holiday. It's not for me. Not for me. No. Maybe if I was, well, I suppose if I was rich, I would have done it, but I don't know. Even when I had money, I wouldn't have gone. When I say had money, when I had a proper job. Not saying this one's not a proper job, because it is a job, but I love doing it, but it's not, you know, it's not a paid thing. And, well, not a paid thing. Not like a job, like a 9-to-5 would be. Yeah, even then, when I was working in London, I suppose I had nice holidays, but they were always a bit rustic. I like a bit rustic, maybe because I'm a bit rough. Maybe that's why, I don't know. Good morning, Mrs. G. How you doing? Nice to see you on Sunday. Looking beautiful, Mrs. G was looking on Sunday. Mighty fine. Her skin is like glass. It is. That's how smooth it is. I was sitting there thinking about peeling it off and applying it to my own face. Yes. Mm. Oh, what's that? Thank you. Yes, I just saw that actually online. I'm gonna respond to that. Thank you. 10:08. The time is. I don't know why I shouted that down the microphone. Just let me go. 10:08. Really loudly and aggressive down the microphone. Sorry about that. Should we kick off with some music? I think we should. I'm very aggressive this morning. I'm shouting the time at people. Get in contact on Messenger. Find me on Eat My Brunch on all socials.
You're beautiful. That's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever change. And though my love is great, and though my love is even after all these years, yeah. tell that you don't know me that way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And though my love is great.
Yeah. radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
Runs deep like a Chevy. If you fall, I'll fall with you, baby. Cause that's the way you like to do it. That's the way you like. You run around open doors like a gentleman. Tell me, girl, every day of my everything. Cause that's the way you like to do it. That's the way you like. Just a little west coast and a bit of sunshine. Hair blowing in the wind, losing track of time. Just you and I. Just you and I. Whoa, whoa. No matter how far we go, I want the whole world to know. I want you back, and I won't have it any other way. No matter what the people say, I know that we'll never break. It's our love, what is it? Made in the USA. A letter. I'm cold, you're there like a sweater. Cause that's the way we like to do it. That's the way we like. I never ever let the world get the best of you. Every night we're apart, I'm still next to you. Cause that's the way I like to do it. That's the way I like. We touch down on the East Coast, dinner on the sky rise. Winter is the best time for walking under city lights, you and I.
I just swallowed a lump of biscuit then. I thought it was going to go down the wrong hole and then I'd be choking. I only have two when I come in. I've worked out it's cheaper, actually. They're £1.85 and there's probably about 20 biscuits in there. Should be last me a couple of weeks. I only have two. I don't go mad at all. My chart, I've got that blue jumper on again today. I don't know. I love it because it makes me look quite sophisticated. But my hair's falling out and I did my hair the other day and literally, big handful again. But I think my mum used to say certain times of the year, if you're a female, you molt. A bit like a dog. I don't know, does anyone else have that? Natasha, you've got very thick curly hair. Are you molting at the moment? Any other females out there that I know, are you molting? Is your hair coming? Literally, I had a handful the other day. And it does happen every so often. I always get a bit panicked because I've got very thick hair. And then I panic and I think, oh my God, it's all going to start, you know, going to start coming out. So somebody thought it was funny to tell me that I had a bald patch on top of my head. And it wasn't. It was where I've got grey hair. And it obviously, because it was silvery. And they kept saying, no, you have. And in the end, I said, have I? Because I went quite angry. I went, have I? That's the tone I used. Got a bald spot or not? And they went, no, I was only joking. I said, there are things you joke about with women. I said, them having a bald spot is not one. And that was the end of that conversation. Although they were trying to say, oh, I was only joking. Don't say only joking. So I haven't got a bald spot. But I do have widow's peak on both sides, which is from my dad. My dad never went bald. My dad was in his 80s and never went bald. He had really kind of my kind of hair, actually. My mum's hair was beautiful, very silky hair she had. I haven't got that hair. And it was white. And she went white when she was about 38. Because she was having it dyed sort of blonde and they went, you don't need to do anything. But it wasn't grey, it was white. It was a beautiful colour. And people say, oh, you know, where do you get that colour from? You say, I don't get the colour from anywhere. It's natural. But she had really beautiful silky hair, you know. Whereas my dad and me have got like wiry hair. He also had a moustache. And I noticed the other day I might be joining him. I don't know why. I always find these hairs on my face when they're long. You see, and the thing is, my eyesight's not very good now. So I've got a magnifying mirror, which you don't want to be looking in there any day of the week. And I always see the hair. I've got like there's three. There's one on the just by my nose. I don't think I've got my nose hair at the moment. This is good. And then one on the other side, sort of above my lip. Okay. And then one on my chins. Just one, the three. And they all appear at different times, and they can go for, I mean, sometimes it seems like it's months, and then suddenly I'll look and I'll be, and there's just one. The one on the right-hand side, that's black, and the other ones are white. I don't know what's going on, but I always notice them when they're really long, and I don't know, maybe it's just my eyesight, I need to get that sorted out. And yet my eyebrows can grow halfway down my face. No problem there. This is beautiful, this is Ray with Worth It. You are.
I'm just trying to tell you how I feel.
If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? It feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. Classic like Cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
What I need is cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
Sunset, I mean exhale, my exes, baby. Baby, would you?
Could you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it. Ooh.
When I see the sunrise, you make it that much better. So we're gonna make it all worth it. The night.
Something.
Self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
Is Ray with Worth It. Coming up next, we've got independent music at its best. This is the JoJo Man Band with a brand new one called Zombie.
my job and lost my keys. Got me begging, please, would they stay out of this misery? 'Cause when I finally fall asleep, it's a beautiful life. Blow your mind and make you say, ah. When I open my eyes, baby, that's when the dreams stop.
That's why I hate my, that's why I hate my.
Talking of alarm clocks, and Sheryl Crow is, I was up at 6:30 this morning. I set my alarm early and I got up, and because the sun was out a little bit, you know, I kind of thought, oh yeah, this feels like, you know, I like getting up early. And then I sort of mooched about, had an early shower, because sometimes I leave the shower till just before I'm going, then I have a shower, then I get ready. But I did it around the other way this morning, and it was good. I had scrambled egg, by the way, for breakfast. I don't like scrambled egg unless it's got loads of smoked salmon in it. Also, I did something that would normally make me feel sick. I had scrambled egg, and on the side, because I have to have everything separate, scrambled egg, bit of toast, no butter on the side, butter on the side, and a tiny little bit of tomato sauce on the side. So I put a little bit of butter on the toast, then a little bit of scrambled egg, then a tiny little dot of tomato ketchup. And yeah, it was horrible. But I ate it because I thought, well, I know eggs are good for you. See, I should have had a boiled egg. I love a boiled egg with dippy soldiers. I might do that in the morning. Because I bought some cereal, but it was quite sweet cereal. It's like those crunchy cornflake thingy bobs. They're no good for you. I think it was invented by Americans, wasn't it? To basically, people back in the day would have had eggs and bacon, or, you know, something like maybe some bread for breakfast. And it was, you know, the cereal thing is all a bit of a. It's convenience, isn't it? I do prefer really to start the day off with, you know, some eggs and stuff like that, because they keep you full for longer. Oh, I'm so going on today. Oh, it's because I'm in a fluster. I've got that thing at home. I've got, when I get home, I can open up the package, this big box, and have a look at the thing that I've purchased. I know, I'm very excited. And I did get a good deal on it, actually. Do you know what I found? I don't know if you do this. This is a little bit of a, give you a little bit of a heads up. I'll whisper it. If you go onto a website and you like the look of something, like a bit of furniture or maybe some shoes, whatever, if you put it in your basket, do nothing. Put it in your basket, then walk away. Walk away! Don't go back and look at it. And you'll find, if you've put given them your email address, that you'll get an email within 24 hours with a discount. Mm. That's what happened to me. For this piece of furniture that I bought, I got a discount, and I've got another discount on top. So I was really pleased. And I looked at a pair of shoes the other day, and they came back, because I put them in the basket. And I was like, I don't think so. And then they came back with a 20% off offer. Not on those particular shoes, but across some of the other makes. But so that wasn't too good. But yeah, you try it. You haven't tried that, try it.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Bit of a discount, that's what we like in these times of... struggling. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. First off to Brook Street Roundabout. That's looking fine. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run coming back through the Dartford Tunnel. Quite busy. Heading up towards the M11 junction on the M25. Not too bad at all. That's running smoothly. A1023 along the High Street and Wilson's Corner, no issues. And heading up to the A12 again, no problems. But you do have speed restrictions of 40 mile an hour between junction 13 and 16. There'll be nighttime closures and a contraflow also used. And if you're travelling up to Chelmsford on the A12, you cannot come off on the first turn off. You have to go down to Gallywood, and then it will be signposted to get back into the centre of Chelmsford. So just be aware. There's also some temporary traffic signals on the A128 single due to gas main work there. That's near Button Farm.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Oh, God. dear. Sorry about that. I took a breath and a swallow at the same time. Call My Bluff, a Phoenix FM fundraiser at Navestock Village Hall. It's hosted by our very own Roy Tyzak, so it will be fantastic. Test your knowledge, unusual words, and pit your wits against the experts. £20, and that includes an evening meal, which I think is chicken and chips, and refreshments. It's a fundraiser for Phoenix FM, but it will be an amazing quiz night if you want to pop down, and that is going to be on the 20th of April.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I don't know whether to go a bit retro. I think I will. Yeah. I think this would be really good for a remix because of this. That. Making it. She was my guest in the studio on Friday. You can check out the video, all the WSPhoenixFM.com. Go to the website. There's so many great interviews there from across the board of all the presenters here on Phoenix FM. So you never need to get bored late at night. You think, oh, I want to have a listen to an interview or see what's going on or a live session in the studio. Go and have a look, all the WSPhoenixFM.com. You'll find Amy Baker there. She did an amazing live performance on Friday on my show. And she's got a brand new track out. She did the acoustic version of this, which is called Spit It Out. But I'm going to play you the main version, which was out on Friday. Here's Amy Baker. Support local music. Spit it out.
There's something been on your mind, you've done some reasoning. I don't know what it is, cause you're not speaking it. I guess I gotta figure out what it is, but I'm not telepathic and I can't read minds. If you're looking for a way out, no need to play these games. Just stop stressing me out before I go insane. You gotta tell me to my face, are you staying, are you going either way? Just tell me, yeah. Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind. A glass of water or wine to open up a bit. You need to say something more than whatever, cause I won't hang around while you chew the fat.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling now.
Spit it out.
Stop with the confusion, yeah.
Spit it out.
Say just what you're feeling, cause I ain't gonna listen while you mess my mind.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
lies, but you cut through like a knife. And if it was an open shut case, I never would have known from that look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. Head on the pillow, I could feel you sneaking in. As if you were a mythical thing, like you were a trophy or a champion ring. There was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bit and switch was a work of art. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you. My man, you know that my train can take you home. Anywhere else is hollow. I'm begging for you to take my hand, make my plans. That's my man. All that you say, the less I know. Whatever you stray, I follow. Begging for you to take my hand, make my plans. That's my man. You know that my train can take you home. Anywhere else is hollow.
That's a lovely song. That is Taylor Swift.
Yes,
Willow. Nearly coming up to the news. Looking at a lot of Madonna videos at the moment, and there's loads up online actually, not just from now, from, you know, from her in a, well, we say heyday, I don't know, when she was doing a lot more dancing and stuff. It's just, you forget how much music she's actually done, including this. Here's Madonna with Ray of Light. She's an amazing dancer. What a hard work ethic, and she's still going strong. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.